All right, welcome everyone to another episode of Lean Local. This is the show where we do what we say, and we really lean local into the greater Green Bay community, Brown County. And this is, as I mentioned last week, kind of my favorite time of the year. I know everybody was into the Super Bowl, and that's great. I love basketball, baseball, but the elections are kind of a sport to me. I just think it's very interesting, and there's long shots, and there's the front runner, and all these other things. So, but we're doing in this next, well, actually, today's the last day, because today is Sunday, February 15th, and the primary is on the 17th, on Tuesday. Now, some of you have early voted, and that's fine. But on Tuesday is when a lot of people will go to the polls and vote. And I just want to stress again how important your vote is in this primary. I've been through quite a few of these. It's amazing how few people vote. Like maybe 12% of the registered voters are going to make this decision on who's going to advance to the general election in April. So your vote really, really does count. And there's stories of people who won by 4 or 5, which means somebody lost by 4 or 5. So just really, and these guys are working hard, guys and ladies. You know, you've gotten some literature, they've knocked on your doors. So just out of a little bit of respect and really more concern for, you know, where things are going to go in this city and county, you really need to get out and vote. Because I always thought that was, funny is not the right word, but interesting how when it comes to the presidential race, everybody votes. Well, really, who's picking up your garbage? Who's controlling your police force? Who's setting your tax rate? The president has nothing to do with that. And you know, we need national security. I get what their role is. But the role here locally, as Tip O'Neill has said, you know, all politics is local. It really is. And I just hope that through this show and through the efforts of the candidates that you are out there and that you are getting out to vote. And it's just a good example for the youth in this community to see people vote. And they try hard. I can attest to that. All candidates try really hard. And like I told you last week, I think everyone should be a waiter or waitress, which I was, and run for office. I think that kind of gives you a kind of a, oh, what's the word? It's just an honest look at society. I mean, 90% of the people are super nice. Thanks for coming, you know, good luck. But, you know, there's other people too. So I just think it's very humbling. So be nice to them when they knock on your door and be really nice to the city and county when you go out to vote. So before we get to our candidates, we have 4 lined up today. And, you know, we just try to get people on, but, you know, I only get an hour show. You can call Civic Media and ask it to extend to 2 hours. But right now I have a 1 hour show and I'm trying to get as many people on as I can. And you know, to have this show, we have sponsors too. So let me just, you know, thank our sponsors again. And you know, I'm a big fan of both of them, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And just really Pella, these tell you that your homes ask a lot of their windows and doors. And with this crazy weather we've had, we need to really be ready for anything, you know, be it the heat or the cold. And Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin focuses on quality, durability in everything they do. You shouldn't have to make compromises when it comes to being comfortable. So right now, take advantage of 0% financing for up to 4 years. That is a really good deal because I have quite a few Pella doors and windows in my house, and they didn't have 0% financing back then. It was, you know, it was worth every penny, but this is really nice that they're offering that right now. So there's never been a better opportunity to experience Pella in person and get your questions answered. So just really go to the website, schedule a free consulting. They come to your house. They show you different styles. You know, my house is, you know, 115 years old. Other houses are much newer, and we all need Pella, but different styles. And different styles of the doors as well. So PellaWI.com, that is one of our great sponsors. And of course, the other one who I've been bragging up since I think I started this show is Nicolet Bank. And I know them from all they do for the community, right? And Nicolet, City Deck, they just sponsor so many things, new community shelter where I'm at. But they're great for your home loan, for your car loan, for anything. But businesses too. I got to tell you that. And that's when you know you got a good bank, when they really stay with you for your business. And if you're running a business in Green Bay, you already know having the right financial partner makes all the difference. I can attest to that. Nicolet Bank specializes in helping local businesses grow, expand, and succeed because their decisions are made locally, which is really cool. They understand where you are, where you're located. And they're made by people who understand our economy and our challenges and most importantly, our opportunities. So this isn't a one-size-fits-all banking. It's custom solutions, real conversations, and bankers who really pick up the phone or meet with you in person. So these guys are awesome. When your bank understands your business, your community, and your goals, you're set for long-term success. So again, Nicolet Bank, it's nicoletbank.com. Good people and willing to meet with you. So here we are in the primary season, and there's just people that I couldn't get on a show because of scheduling. I mean, we sent offers to people, but we're going to, there's a lot of, I can't really say one district is more interesting to the other because to the candidate, they're in the most interesting district. But we do have today, we're going to talk a little bit about District 10. And we have with us Pete Borkhart, who is running for office, first time candidate. So let's tell our listeners a little bit about you and why you're running.
Well, I grew up in Appleton, lived in Texas for a while. I've been the campground host at the reforestation camp for the last 3 years. My wife said we're moving here. Got a house just last year, and here we are.
So that's good. Love that. But tell me why you're running.
Why I'm running is,
and what you're running for, I think.
Well, I'm running for Brown County District 10. Right. The reason I'm running is because I've worked with a lot of people in that work for the county, and I heard from multiple different people that the board needs to get shaken up a little bit. And so here I am.
And why? Like, why do they have to be shaken up a little bit?
What I've heard from employees and as well as people on the ground while I was knocking doors was that they've been a number of things. They've been there too long. And a lot of them have attendance issues, is what I've been told. I've looked it up a little bit, and it does seem that there are quite a people, sometimes 50 to 60% showing up at meetings. Wow. Or sorry, meetings that they show up to. So.
And that is documented. I mean, right? I mean, you can look and see who's been at what meetings that or should be at or supposed to be, especially if the, you know, to show up at a meeting for a different committee. But if you're on the committee, it's important, right? Because your advice or your vote goes to the full county board for approval.
Right.
You know what I mean? So those committee meetings are important. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's funny that you talk, and I've talked to the county about this. I've talked to everybody, state, federal, congressman. Like, I'm a term limits guy, right? I mean, we set term limits in the city of Green Bay for the city council and for the judge, 12 years. Now, you can take off a term and come back. I'm not saying you're out of politics the rest of your life, because there's some young people on the board. But, you know, take up your time. But if you look at the federal government, they're the worst. 40 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So anyway, and they can still give advice, but they don't have to.
That's where you can lead on your cabinet.
Right. The top two or three issues. So we talked about, you would like to put something in for, I don't know, you say they've been there too long. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but maybe you would introduce term limits, or maybe you just want to see more people.
I think
people
that's a great idea.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Definitely the attendance thing, but are there like some policies out there or some things the county's doing, not doing, that you'd like to see?
Well, there's a lot of talk right now. And one of the biggest things that I'm looking at is we've been fighting these AI data centers going in, raising the cost of your home utility costs go up.
Right.
The jobs are temporary because they're only when they're being built. They're designed, in a way that can run on minimal staff, because that generates the most profit for these companies that are putting them in there. So I don't see them adding value to Brown County or any county for that matter until they get addressed or something happens where, they come in, there's economical impacts, there's environmental impacts. And until those get addressed, I think we should look at what we're doing and hit the brakes a little bit.
Cause they're sniffing around.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I mean, everywhere, I guess. I took a friend of mine in Sheboygan that sees something going on.
Yeah, Greenleaf happened just recently.
Yeah, Greenleaf. So, all right. When it comes to your district, District 10, you've got about 10,000 people in that district, or nine. Is there a concern in that district that you're going to work on? Because you're talking about some county issues.
Yeah, so that's a countywide issue.
Right.
My district is right by Lambeau Field. I'm right just north of Lambeau Field on the other side of Lombardi. In that particular district, it's very residential. It's mostly city controlled. So I haven't heard anything. Every issue that has been brought up while door knocking has been city related. I would love for, you know, listeners, viewers to bring issues to me that they want me to address locally, and I will definitely hit those. Most of them are done at the, you know, it's going to be countywide issues.
Yeah. And yeah, I was on the county board, and the same thing, I'd send out this card called Rapid Response. And yeah, let's say you get 30 of them back. I think I went and knocked on the city council's door and gave them 28 of them. I mean, it was just, we were building a jail back then, but
people, and that's what I have been, and that's what I will have been, will be doing.
Yeah. All right. So tell the listeners a couple things here. You know, your experience, professional background, what qualifies you? You got three other, four other people running.
So my background is in network engineering and live stream engineering. But for the last 5 years or so, I have been volunteering, you know, in the Brown County area with being the campground host. I've worked at the zoo during those times, and I was a campground host, and I would go over there and help them out. So my pulse is on the community. I'm also a community organizer. And so every day I'm hearing from different people, not just in my district, but in the surrounding areas as well. So my finger's on the pulse of what people are asking for. And I apologize for that. Okay. I thought I muted it. And, and so my qualification is I'm in the community helping, working and volunteering.
Here's a big one that I ask everybody.
Sure. But,
you know, how are you going to communicate with your constituents, and how do you want them to communicate with you?
Yeah.
I think we've lost a little of that. That's just personally where I, you know, again, it was 20 years ago, I was on the county board, but I just think we had more newsletters, more listening sessions, and maybe that's not necessary. And I'm not the biggest Facebook guy in the world, so maybe that's where it is. But how are you going to do that? Because, right, you're working for them.
Yeah. The biggest thing is be available. I think having open town halls, even for just county board members, where it's just like, hey, we're all going to go here and come bring us your issues. I think county board has kind of like been, you know, slept on when it comes to issues for the community. And it's not really, and I want to make us more of a more accessible for the community to come and talk to us.
And then... Right.
But that's really a non-answer. I would say, digital phone calls, all of that, email, and then just creating spaces where people can come and talk to us.
And I think that's important because one of the things about the county, and look, it's no fault of anyone's, but they don't really know what you do.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I'm with you.
And, you know, there's some pretty cool stuff. You got the jail, you got the airport, you got the port. You've got, there's a ton of stuff. Highways, the convention, the zoo. Well, sure.
The Neville.
Right.
Museum.
Yeah. Libraries.
Civil Hop.
Yeah. So those are things that I think people, once they understand, they're going to have questions on.
Oh,
so
for sure.
I think that's a good thing you're doing that. Yeah. All right. So you're set. The communication, again, how can they communicate with you like right now, today, Sunday?
Get me on Facebook. I know you're not a Facebook person. A lot of people are. Get me on, I have my number listed on there as well.
I don't give anything out on the radio. That's up to you, but you have a Facebook.
I just don't have it memorized, but I do. My phone, my 920 number. I do have a cell phone, but I will public, I'll put the cell phone number in there, and then it's Borkart.
Right.
So yeah, Pete for Brown County on Facebook.
Okay.
That's the easiest way to get a hold of
me. All right, cool. All right. Yep. Well, Pete.
Yep.
Good luck. Been through what you're going through, and it's the first time, so it's
appreciate
always the most fun. You bet. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for being on here. Pete Borkart.
Borkart,
District 10 County Board. All right, we're going to be right back with another guest in just a minute. All right, welcome back, everyone, to Lean Local. Again, love this time of the year for me because it's political season, and we've gotten many candidates on here that have a primary coming up, and that's in 2 days. So, you know, today's Sunday, and you can still give them a call, do a little research. You probably got some literature from some of them, if not all of them. And you got to make a decision, but more importantly, you got to get out and vote because the voter turnout, as I mentioned in the first segment, is very low this time of year. 10-12% of the people make the decision to the two people who will advance to the general election in April. So so we have another candidate on here, and it's Ben DeBaker, and he is running for Green Bay City Council, District 9. And Ben, welcome. Welcome. This is your first time at it.
It is.
Well, tell me a little bit about yourself or listeners, and then why are you running?
Sure. Well, I'm a Green Bay native, went to Green Bay East High School, went to UW-Milwaukee, earned my civil engineering degree, and began my career managing highway infrastructure projects for Ayers Associates. Had the opportunity to transfer up to Green Bay out of the Ayers office in 2022, which allowed me to be closer to my family and friends. Oh. I'm running because, well, honestly, I heard your segment a couple months ago on running for office and stepping up to contribute to the community. I was inspired by that, and it got me to thinking, I need to get more involved and attending these city council meetings. I want to apply my job skills to make a difference in our community.
That's awesome. I mean, you're not running because you want to be governor. I don't know that, but I mean, no. to run, I talk to people about that, and some people run for a stepping stone, maybe for a little higher office, but there's so much to do right here. Just, as I said in the intro is that this is where it happens. This is your taxes. I mean, you pay federal taxes and state taxes, but you know, city taxes, and we pick up the garbage and we do the policing and we do the fire calls and we do the parks and we do those DPW snowplows. So that's cool. That's inspired you to get more involved in that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I have extensive experience managing projects with accountability. In my daily work with WISDOT, I have to balance budgets, meet schedule deadlines, and provide creative solutions to problems. And I think those are all things that local government needs to function effectively here.
Yeah. I don't think sometimes people understand the budget. I mean, it's huge. And I did a little research on you, and you know, you've done a lot of millions and millions and millions of dollars of projects. And the city spends millions, and that needs to be looked at a little closer. And thank you for saying that. So, and then he also, tell me about the partisanship, because again, it was a while ago that I was in office, but I don't remember it being this strong of Democrat, Republican, and you know, they're both great parties, but where are you at?
So where I'm at is I want to keep it nonpartisan. I'm not going to accept any donations from either party. I see those as roadblocks. You know, you get a D or an R in front of your name and people stop listening if you're on the other side. We all want the same thing. We want those better roads, those better services. And staying nonpartisan and keeping all the Republican, Democrat type of thing out of it will ensure that we come up with the solution that is working for all the community.
So District 9, for those of you who don't know, that's kind of the shadows of Lambeau Field, that neck of the woods. That's a great neighborhood. So you got two things, right? I mean, you got your neighborhood, you got to kind of take care of it. And then you got the whole city that needs your support as well. So tell me what you're going to work on in District 9.
Right. So District 9 is very diverse. You know, you go all the way from Lombardy all the way up to Dousman here. So we have downtown. We're all on the east side for a few blocks all the way to Monroe even. So, you know, it's a very diverse. We have families, we have businesses. And I want to be responsive. The basic needs aren't being met as our taxes increase and people are seeing less for their services. You know, we need to be responsible and effective with that spending to get more of what people are saying they need. I want to get back to focusing on basics with improved service, improve that road infrastructure, yeah. Be responsive, and provide clear communication to the residents.
And what, when you even do indoors?
Yes.
And is there a common thread or is it a little bit of everything?
A little bit of everything, but you know, it's things that are important to those people. You know, you get an elderly couple that likes to go for a walk and their sidewalks are all disjointed. The poor roads, people are complaining that their cars are getting beat up from the roads. Lack of responsiveness, you know, they have an issue and nobody seems to be hearing them. So I want to bring all that to light and address those issues.
And is there one thing like in the city overall that you think we should do or aren't doing or could do a little bit better? I mean, there's so many things the city's involved in, from transit to what, economic development, parks, all that.
Yeah. So I think parks are very important. People love the community and in their parks. Also, our downtown district, I think it's on a cusp of really taking off. And those businesses, people want a destination to go to and flourish. They don't want to be running way out of town to go shopping. And I think the businesses will really want to exceed and have that support as well.
Right. So communication with your constituents and communication back to you, how you plan on handling that? Because I think we've lost a little bit of that over the years. I mean, I don't want to be critical of any certain person, but people tell that to me. They're like, look, I don't know what's going on. I mean, some of people say, I don't even know who my representative is. I'm like, well, that is not good. So, I mean, tell me about how you're going
to
do that.
So I want to start with listening. It's the first step to great communication is listening. You know, you get the depth of the problem, who is connected and affected by that, and why the problem exists. From my conversations and surveys, I've been building a database to segment those issues based on the people's priorities. I'll be able to focus on my communications on specific topics to those who express the interest or concern. With how diverse District 9 is, I want to engage the people in the way they are most comfortable, whether that be a phone call or in person, or maybe you're versed in the newer technologies and like to engage through text, email, and action alerts. I also want to make myself available to the neighborhood meetings and events to stay in touch with those groups that comprise our district.
Awesome. How do you want people to contact you? Like even now, if they've got, you know, they're going to vote on Tuesday and do you have a Facebook or email or something that we can give out right now?
Yeah, definitely. So on my literature, I have my phone number, I have an email address, I have a website and a Facebook account all on there. So you can get a hold of me at 920-777-8515, or you can email me at hello@benforgreenbay.com. And then on Facebook, it's Ben for Green Bay.
That's awesome. All right. Well, we got a few more days. And like I said, you know, these candidates are working very hard, and just out of respect for them and really out of respect for the city of Green Bay, you need to get out there and vote on February 17th. All right. Well, thank you very much, Ben, for coming in. Good luck on the trail, and we'll probably be seeing you again.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
We'll be right back.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
All right, welcome back. Here we are. We're going to stay with District 9. It's cool part of the city, right? It's the whole on Broadway district. There's neighborhoods have a different little culture to them. And we have another primary candidate who's joining us today, Sly Chow. And welcome.
Hello.
Glad you're in studio here. Yes. So we can talk a little bit. Let's just start very basic, right? Like tell us a little bit about yourself and kind of why you decided to throw your hat in the ring.
Yeah, great question. So again, my name is Sly Chow. I've been living in Green Bay for the past decade. I love Green Bay. It is my home. I became a first-time homeowner here in District 9 about 2 years ago.
Congrats.
Thank you. I am the manager of a local boutique that features the work of over 100 different artists and local businesses. I'm deeply involved in community organizing and activism, and I do a lot of volunteering in my free time.
So, yeah, it's a lot. Hey, so when you look at District 9, it's kind of one of the more high profile districts, right? I mean, there's 12 and they're all great. But, you know, it's on Broadway, plus it's a lot of neighborhoods. I want to talk about two things. I want to talk about what are your goals or priorities in the district? And then after I'm done with that, I want to ask you what they are in the city. But in the district, in District 9, is something that you're hearing at the doors or something that is...
Yeah, I am hearing I'm hearing a lot of different concerns. When I'm going door knocking, I'm hearing a lot of concerns about, you know, the state of our city streets and roads. Mm-hmm. For example, that seems to be a huge pain point for residents. And another concern is, you know, our lack of affordable housing in the city, and how people are struggling to find either rental apartments that they can afford or housing or houses that they can actually buy. There seems to be a lot of people struggling and suffering right now. And like I said, I'm deeply involved in a lot of different communities here in Green Bay. And I see it firsthand how people are, you know, struggling.
And that housing, especially, you know, like producers are young. I mean, these guys are 28, 30. That's it's, you know, I don't know. I was fortunate to own a house at that time, but tougher for them, even though they make more than I did. You know what I mean? It hasn't kept pace. Mm-hmm. So what about it though? Like, what are we going to do about affordable housing? Cause I think that is a good buzzword and it resonates with people, but have you looked at anything about how we can get more affordable housing here?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, so I'm originally from Illinois, and I have noticed here, being a renter, I just became a first-time homeowner, but previously for the past 8 years, I was renting. I've noticed that there's just not a lot of protections for renters. There were a lot of times, like my elderly mother was taken advantage of by a landlord or myself. And I noticed that down in Illinois, we have more protections for renters. And with people not being able to afford a house, I think, you know, that's the majority of a lot of people in our city. So we have to help them out.
Yeah. And sometimes they are taken advantage of. I mean, they just, even 15 years ago, it was like that too.
Yeah.
We did some stuff and sometimes you get a little tougher with them. So district issues, but how about, let's talk about the city of Green Bay, you know, 50 square miles, 107,000 people. Anything that you're looking at that encompasses all 12 districts?
Well, I really want to focus on support for our nonprofits and social services here in town. You know, something, this isn't talked a lot about by candidates, but something I'm really concerned about is people living with chronic illness, disabilities, and mental health concerns in our community. I feel like we all might know someone who struggles with one of those, and those people need support. Like I said, I work with nonprofits such as Casa Alba Melanie, Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary, just to name two of them. I think we need to uplift these nonprofits that are on the ground doing the work and perhaps allocate more funding to them or other ways that we can just support them.
So you're right about that. You know, my intro music is, you know, we built the city on rock and roll, right? Two things. Yeah, that's a song. But people, when I have candidates on that are like running for, you know, mayor or something, I'm like, what is your rock and roll? What are the two things? And I've said many times here in Green Bay, it's, and you can't say it, it's the Packers. I mean, they really help us who we are, especially from a marketing standpoint. It's unbelievable. And they run such a clean organization. Okay. I wish they'd win more. And then the other thing is the volunteers.
Yes.
I mean, it is credible. You talk about these nonprofits that you're mentioning right now, and I'd like them to get the same amount of attention as the Packers.
Yes.
Because man, they, and I work for one.
Yeah.
They're doing.
No, I'm right there with you. Yeah. You know, I'm originally from Illinois, like I said, and I've spent my 20s teaching English abroad. So I got to see a lot of other towns and experience different cultures. And I do have to say, I chose to buy a home in Green Bay because of the amazing giving nature of the people here in Green Bay. And I really feel like the Packers is, you know, they are the ones who set the example for the rest of the city. And I've never seen charity and to the degree that Green Bay has for its people. I really admire that. Yeah.
That's quite a compliment to the city. And I would agree. You know, I think they it isn't out there enough. And we have that Give Big Green Bay event coming up. And Dennis from the Community Foundation is coming on here next week to tell a little bit more about how you can help these nonprofits. There's 50 of them in there right now, but this is your time. Tell me communication, right? And I think we've lost a little bit of that. The city council and the county board communicating with the constituents, and quite honestly, the constituents communicating with the representatives. So how do you like to communicate, and what are suggestions you have for people to contact you?
Yeah. So, to contact me, I have a Facebook page that lists my email and my phone. You can look it up. It's just Sly for District 9. That's SLY for District 9. And same for my email, slyfordistrict9@gmail.com. The way I'm reaching out is I'm going door to door, doing phone campaigns, trying to meet people where they're at. And also using social media to, you know, try to capture a different kind of audience, perhaps like a younger audience.
All right. Well, that's awesome, Sly. And again, I thank every candidate for running. I think that's awesome you're doing that. And it's two more days. So keep at it. And we'll talk to you after the 17th. Boy, it's been a great couple weeks, 3 weeks for me in terms of just getting the primary candidates on. You know, they've been working hard, as you've heard over the last few weeks, and knocking on doors, sending out some lit and holding some listening sessions. And if you don't know where to vote or what's on the ballot, very simple, myvote.wi.gov. So myvote.wi.gov. And you just, you know, go on your computer and phone, whatever, and look that up, and it's going to tell you who's, what's going on in your district and your voting location, makes it very simple. And I ask you to do that because, you know, in a couple of days, we're going to make some big decisions in this community, and a small group of people are going to decide who's going to advance to the general election in April. So like you said, when we get 10, 12% voter turnout and 88% of the people don't vote, your vote really, really counts. So again, myvote.wi.gov. So again, we've been focusing on the primary candidates. Of course, that means there's more than two people running, and that gets narrowed down for the general election. And we'll be bringing back candidates, and we'll be bringing the candidates in who have a general election. They'll all be invited, and really on a first come, first serve. And we only have, you know, we only get four people on in an hour, sometimes five. But anyway, so let's just look at District 1. These are the primary candidates. District 1, as you know, is over by UWGB, and that's Jennifer Grant and Megan Martins and John Plagman. So they have a primary. Two of those three will advance. So, you know, again, look them up. And then District 4, where the incumbent is not seeking re-election, that's the Astor Park area. And that's Doug Crayer, Jessica Rendenzel, and John Shelton. And then District 6, which is the Bay Beach area, that neck of the woods, and that's Paul Broeker, Andrew Bronson, and Joey Presley. And then District 9, who you heard from today, is kind of that whole Broadway district, right? It's residential, Broadway, Shipyard District, a lot going on over there. And that's Michael Brzezinski, Sly Chow, Ben DeBaker, and Tarl Knight. And they've all been on our show. And then District 10, these are city primaries again, is Leanne Kramer, Ben Deli, and Catherine Wilson. So those are the primaries in the city of Green Bay. So again, myvote.wi.gov, look up, see who's going, and just do your civic duty. So then the Brown County Board, of course, there's 26 people on the county board, and there's four or five primaries in that neck of the woods. So District 2, and that's where the incumbent did not run. So we have three people running for there: Luke Farrell, Rachel Mays, and William Schwisser. They've all been on the show. And again, take notes from that or give them a call, whatever you want to do, and check out what their platforms are. And then, of course, District 10 is Pete Bocart, John Schultz, and John Vanderleest. And that, again, it's the county board, but again, it's in the city of Green Bay. That's more like the Lambeau Field area. And then lastly is District 19. You know, after 12 districts, you go outside, this is the county, you go outside the city, right? So it's, you know, Howard, Suamico, and here in the DePere area, there's a primary there as well with Daniel Emerson, Andrew Gage, and Michael, I think it's Michael Marchi. Michael, I hope I felt your name, I sounded your name out, but that's what I got. So, so Kyle, who's my assistant, and of course our producer, Aaron, like, what do you think? You think people are going to vote? You think we stirred it up a little bit?
I really hope they vote.
So me too.
Yeah, me too. I think interviewing the candidates and having their voices out in public like this helps a lot. I know I live in Madison now, but I'm from Manitowoc. And when there were elections for, say, Manitowoc School Board or City Council, I tried to research the candidates to vote in the primaries, and I couldn't find like anything. So I hope that having more information available, and it seems like all of these constituents have been very, or these constituents, all these candidates have been very willing to talk to potential constituents. And I think that helps a lot with people knowing who they could be voting for.
And I think you're right. I think if there was a common thread, I think they want to talk to the constituents. And that's something that, again, I'm not blaming COVID, whatever it is, but it's different than it used to be. So I think, you know, besides the Facebook, email, phone, I do think they want to get out there. So I how about you, Kyle? You think they're working?
Yeah, I really do hope people get out and vote. And one last thing that I wanted to mention before we wrap up today's show is we got a really good testimonial from Ben DeBaker today, just saying, step up and run for office. And you guys heard how you know, prepared this guy was. He put a ton of effort into this, and we need more people like him and yourself stepping up to run for office for competitive positions like this.
Yeah, we need candidates, and he said this that our show kind of inspired him a little bit. And but we just need people to run, and more importantly than that, well, I guess equal is important. We need people to vote. So, all right, you're listening to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. We will be right back.
He's hot on your trail, he ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him, you gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. He's bound to die, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound up, watch your bandit run.
All right, we're on to another primary candidate, John Schultz, who is running on District 10 for the county board. And again, you know, we have 26 people on the county. We have 12 on the city council. And some of these people are facing primaries, which is healthy for the community. And so welcome, John. I'm glad you joined us. So tell me a little bit about yourself and why you're running for county board.
Well, I'm a lifelong resident of Green Bay. And most of my time in Green Bay, I have spent in my district here. I grew up there and ended up moving back to help take care of my mother after some personal challenges. So, you know, she was sick and stuck around in the neighborhood that I pretty much grew up in, and been interested about politics for quite a while. I was voting my elections. And about 8 years ago, I stumbled upon a social media group and got really interested in what was being discussed there. They were sharing a lot of stuff, and decided that maybe this is the year that I run for office.
It's great that there was something out there for you to attach to, because sometimes I've talked to people that don't even know who their representative is. And that's kind of sad. But then again, as I mentioned earlier, we only have 12% of the voters who vote in the primary election. So it's really important that they get to know you. And so tell me why you're running. I want to hear a couple issues that are on your mind right now out there. And you have a great district out there, District 10.
Yeah, that's a great district. I mean, right between Ashwaubenon and Green Bay, on the Green Bay side, it's a great district. Why I'm running? Well, I got interested, like I said, hearing about, you know, more local politics, hyper-local politics on a social media group there, and being able to watch and hear things as they were discussed in real time, and then finding out more and more about the county, and realizing none of the meetings are streamed, none of them are recorded. And just not really enjoying the lack of transparency there. A lot of money is being spent and budgets are being passed, but we're not really knowing what is spent, I mean, what it's being spent on. So I got interested in that and hearing that there is some broadcast, you know, feasibility groups out there and they're working on it. I just want to make sure we are pushing that through. I think everyone deserves to know, you know, what's being voted on. And maybe it's not reported in the mainstream media news. And maybe it is being picked up by, you know, smaller reporting outlets.
Amen to that. Yeah, and I think that's been in the news on and off and on and off. And people who don't know, it's not really their fault. It's like, how do I find out, you know? And the local media really can't cover a lot of detail, right? They've only got, you know, 20 minutes of news, right? With you take all the commercials. So we need other venues to get out to connect with people. And yeah, just live streaming the meetings is definitely one of them. So that's something, anything big with the county? And then I want to talk about, you know, is county issues in your district that you'd like to address.
In my district, I mean, we don't have any of the county parks, unfortunately. We do come up pretty close to Pamperin Park. Mm-hmm. And we do have some of the county highways that run through Lombardi. We've got military. I mean, Shawna was out of the district, but we know that's going to get repaired. So I know locally in the, as of not yours, people are saying road repair. I mean, that would be a county issue, but not the local roads, not the road in front of my house, unfortunately.
Yeah, can you synchronize the lights on Lombardi? I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Oh, that'd be nice. I mean, I get stuck going to work at the 41 on-ramp going southbound every day. So.
All right. Well, let's go back to the county then. So transparency, anything else with the county that you're hearing at the doors or that you personally want to take a look at?
I think taxes are always a concern for voters. I mean, my tax bill didn't go up that much for the county. It went up quite a bit for the city. And my goal is to make sure that our county taxes don't go up by spending on things that aren't needed. I think we do need to protect those vital programs, you know, the sheriff's department, the library, the museum, the zoo, health and human services, making sure that gets funded. And I think one of the ways we could do that without raising our local taxes is making sure our local representatives send some of that money back from Madison. They're running a big surplus down there. We need to get it back into the county hands and then use it where it's supposed to be used.
As long as it's being used for good things. But when you look at taxes, you got to look at the whole picture. I mean, even in Green Bay, right? We got to look at our property taxes, but you look at the wheel tax too. And I know you know that. So.
I was going to say the wheel tax did get brought up as I knocked doors and people were asking about it. And I said, the road you got repaired in front of your house, it bypassed that special assessment that you would have been, you know, it incurred. So the wheel tax, while it's everyone's paying it, it's helping offset, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in road repair that could be assessed on a property owner.
And especially if you're on a fixed income, I mean, assessments are hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just so, it's kind of doing what it's supposed to do. I think it could be a little bit better.
Yeah.
So let's just talk about communication, because that, you talked about the county board, you know, maybe not being as transparent as you'd like to see. But how about you, John, just an individual, how are you going to communicate with your constituents on things that are happening in the county or things that you're working on?
As I've gone door to door, both between signature collection and now, you know, campaigning before this primary here, I've let people know my information's available. I'm available. I've got an email address. I've got a phone number that I've listed on all my campaign literature. And if somebody wants to talk to me, I'm not that far away. I mean, being a hyper-local election like this, you know, with, you know, talking to neighbors, I want them to be able to call me and say, hey, can you swing over here? I got to talk to you about something. Or even show up, you know, neighborhood associations, if they need to talk to about the county, be able to show up for that stuff, be able to meet face-to-face. And email's great, but I think face-to-face communication, I mean, how, like we used to do on the porch, knowing your neighbors, I think that's a very important thing for me, especially growing up in the neighborhood I currently live in.
And I don't think voters, constituents, realize how interested you are in meeting with them. You know, it's like, well, I'm not going to call him. I'm not going to bug him. He's too busy. No, she's not. He's not, you know. And, you know, listening sessions are always cool. Even if it's at a coffee shop and eight people show up, it's still cool to have that opportunity to talk to your representative. So, yeah, I like hearing when I talk to the candidates. It's just nice to hear that they really want to get back and get connected. And I know COVID had a lot to do with, you know, us kind of separating, but you know, that's yesterday. So,
oh, exactly.
Nice to get back to that. I want to just talk about engaging with your constituents. So it's really going to be door to door and 2 more days to vote if they want to reach out to you or get some more info on you. How do we contact you?
Yeah, my email address is Schultz, S-C-H-U-L-T-Z, W-I, @gmail.com. And I do have a Facebook page. If you look for John Schultz, I believe it's John Schultz for District 10, Brown County.
Okay.
And I will pop up there.
All right. Well, good luck. A few more days left. And again, thanks for running. I say it to every candidate because I know the effort that you have to put into that. And a lot of nice people out there. All right. Enjoy your couple more days. And I will talk to you after the 17th.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Get out there and vote. It's the primary. And we'll give you a great wrap up in our following show. Thanks for listening. This has been Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.